Today's reading is out of the book of John 5, 1 through 15. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid said, "I have no one to help me into the pool, and when the water is stirred, while I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and he walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is the fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. And later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. The authority. Today's reading is 1 Peter 1, 17 through 25. "Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, like out of your time, as foreigners here, in reverence fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of your life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and your hope are in God. Now that you have been purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." Today's reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes 12. "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them,' before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, and when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop, and when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim when the doors of the street are closed and the sound of the grinding fades, and when people rise up at the sound of birds and all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, and when the almond trees blossom and the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire no longer is stirred, and when people go to their eternal home, the mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher reached to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails. Given by the one shepherd, be warned, my son, and anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body, and all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Today's reading is the book of Jeremiah 39 through 43. And in the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army, and he laid siege to it. And on the ninth day of the 4th month of the Zedekiah's 11th year, the city wall was broken through, when all the officials of the king of Babylon came and took seats in the middle gate. Nergal Sharzer, the Samgar, Nebo Sarsigim, a chief of officer, Nergal Sharzer, a high official, and all the other officials in the king of Babylon. When Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all the soldiers saw them, they fled. They left the city at night by way of the king's garden, through the gate between the two walls, and headed towards the Arabia. But the Babylonian army pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. They captured him and took him to Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, at Ribia, in the land of Hamath, where he pronounced sentence on him. There at Ribia, the king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and also killed all the nobles of Judah. And when he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with bronze shackles to take him to Babylon, the Babylonians set fire to the royal palace and the houses of the people and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, carried into exile to Babylon the people who remained in the city, along with those who had gone over to him, and the rest of the people. But Nebuzaradan, the commander of the guard, left behind the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing, and at the time he gave them vineyards and fields. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, had given these orders about Jeremiah through Nebuzaradan, the commander of the imperial guard. Take him and look after him. Don't harm him, but do for him whatever he asks. So Nebuzaradan, the commander of the guard, Nebuzaradan, a chief officer, Nergal Sharazer, a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon sent and had Jeremiah taken out of the courtyard of the guard. They turned him over to the Geladiah, son of Ahilakim, the son of Shaphim, to take him back to his home. So he remained among his own people. And while Jeremiah had been confined to the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him. Go and tell Ebed-Melech the Cushite that this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I am about to fulfill my words against this city. Words concerning disaster, not prosperity. At the time they will be fulfilled before your eyes. But I will rescue you on that day, declares the Lord. You will not be given into the hands of those who fear you. I will save you, and you will not fall by the sword, but I will escape with your life, because you trust in me, declares the Lord.